Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
I invite you to be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Pray with me. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our day today, this day and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Elementary schools celebrate 100 days of school by having children and their parents make t-shirts or pictures with 100 things on them. It's a big celebration, and each child participates in placing maybe 100 sequins on their shirts, 100 stamps on a piece of paper, collecting 100 paper clips or stickers. Today, we are not 100 days away from the first day of school, but as Christians, we are 100 days away from celebrating Christmas again. That might strike fear in the hearts of busy parents who just want to make it through the next week settling into new school and extracurricular routines. Or it might convey worry to those who wish to move out of the emotional roller coaster phase of transition here, wondering if God will ever send the next full-time called pastor. Or it might strike you as a long time away with so many tests to take or grade, projects or papers to propose or present, deals to close, inspections to pass, patients to see, or people to protect, or you name it. We also have a few more church celebrations to gather, to worship, fellowship, and serve together before Christmas. We tend to get sidetracked by all our to-do lists, and it can become a source of anxiety and therefore postponement or omission of the new life God calls us to in baptism, to proclaim Christ through word and deed, to care for others in the world God made, and to work for justice and peace. The good news is that the one who claimed us forever as God's beloved, forgiven child in baptism washes us clean of our sin. And we turn from sin to God and confessing our sin. He feeds us with his very own body and blood, crucified on the cross, so that we might have forgiveness, newness of life. And then he sends us out into the world in mission, to seek the lost with the same dogged, persistent, and stubborn, relentless determination that God pursues us with. I remember when I was deep in my questioning season in college and post-college. In college, I had a philosophy professor who was a proclaimed atheist. He began his class with the study of philosophers who believed there were many gods, then later those who believed there was one God, And then he ended his class with Nietzsche, who said God was dead. God was dead? Wait, what? Granted, we did not attend worship regularly, probably as many of you have when I was a kid. But I was baptized, and I attended Bible study and confirmation, and more regular worship after confirmation. And then I attended youth group. So I did have a pretty good belief that God existed and Christ was present in Holy Communion. And that shaped my worldview. So I thought about Nietzsche's philosophy that God is dead, and I sunk into this deep depression for a day and a half, where I just wondered, if God didn't exist, then why are we here? What is the meaning of life? How many of us have had those feelings of abandonment or dark nights of questioning after trauma or tragedy or feelings of powerlessness? Even the most faithful question, so we can relate to people who question. What story of God's pursuit in spite of our questioning and doubt do we have to share with them? Even in my questioning and doubt, God pursued me, sweeping fervently, like the woman in the parable looking for her lost coin. A good friend of mine kept inviting me to a Bible study, which I politely declined to attend on a number of occasions. But eventually the Holy Spirit moved me to accept the invitation, and I attended a woman's Bible study. And in hearing the word through this woman, God gave me belief to help my unbelief. It was not me or my friend or my Bible study leader, but God leaving the 99 sheep behind to find his lost sheep and return me to his flock. We Lutherans have such celebrating to do over the good news of God pursuing us and finding us in baptism and Holy Communion through his grace, restoring us back to God and patiently transforming our hearts to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. That celebration is meant to continue until all the world might know that God is a loving, merciful, and gracious God, who cares for the poor, the blind, the lame, the sick, the addicted, the marginalized, the oppressed, the widow and the orphan, along with all of his flock. In the midst of the anxiety and the unknown, in our overflowing schedules or abundance of time, what if this congregation were to prepare our hearts for Christmas a little early over the next 100 days by actively doing something in our personal life, our ministries, and our life together to pursue the loss with the same dogged, stubborn, relentless determination that the shepherd pursues the one lost sheep and the woman sweeps carefully with hopeful care to recover the one lost coin, so that the celebration of our God incarnate at Christmas would be as joyous as the one told in Luke's parables. We Lutherans tend to come from a heritage that keeps our faith a private matter, and we live in a culture that values individualism. And therefore, we do many times find it difficult to live out our baptismal calling, to leave the 99 sheep behind, to doggedly pursue the one lost sheep. We tend to prefer to celebrate the 99 sheep gathered together, investing our time, talents, and money on them and on us. And while concerned for the one lost sheep, do little to nothing to go out and find the sheep as the shepherd in Luke's parable does. And yet we worry about shrinking worship services, youth groups, and Sunday school attendance. We tend to be more like the Pharisees and scribes who grumble when Jesus leaves the 99 sheep to go and find and restore the one lost sheep to the flock. Yet I give thanks to God that there are already ways which this congregation is involved in going out to find the lost. The evangelism ministry finds ways to greet and welcome visitors, become engaged in community events, and offer visibility in the community to share the good news of Jesus Christ crucified and risen for the forgiveness of sin. They have faithful servants and are praying for more to join them. For the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Facilities and planning and property ministry, along with finance, memorial fund, and stewardship ministries, are working to make this building more accessible, not only for the 99 sheep who may be in need of ramps and bathroom and choir loft accessibility, but also in giving greater access to the Morristown Ministerium Food Pantry and the children of the playgroup, which is housed in this building. Social Ministries offers interfaith hospitality to those who find themselves homeless, rotating quarterly with area churches to offer beds, meals, fellowship, and sanctuary from weather. Lunch Bunch has been making sandwiches for the homeless for 19 years. Fellowship and Congregational Care plans to host a new thing called Trunk or Treat on October 26, inviting the congregation to dress up, decorate a car trunk, donate, and pass out sealed candy and chocolate, and welcome the community to join us for an afternoon of fun. Who are God's lost? Where would God go to pursue them? What faith story do you have to share with them? What if you just showed up when they needed you most? Would that be enough to reflect the light of Christ in their darkness? I invite you to reflect on God's relentless goodness, mercy, and grace, and pray about how God can use you to find and welcome the lost to worship, to Sunday school, confirmation, or service with you at St. Matthew, over the next 100 days, remembering God is with and has you in his care and will equip you for mission. Thanks be to God.